This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Israeli airstrikes hit Hamas targets in Gaza, killing four Palestinians, mostly Hamas operatives, after Palestinian snipers killed an Israeli soldier near the border. Israel says it has no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas. Hamas vows it will continue weekly protests and launching of incendiary devices at Israel. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. U.S. Republican lawmakers have dropped their efforts to reimpose a crippling ban on exports to the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE. They're accused of selling sensitive technologies to Iran and North Korea despite a U.S. trade embargo. The U.S. had barred ZTE from importing American components, practically putting the company out of business. A year-old boy who became a poster child for the U.S. policy of separating immigrants and their children is back in the arms of his parents 5 months after he was taken from his father at the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump administration says it has reunified 364 children ages 5 and older with their families after they were separated at the border. This is VOA News. 17 people, including children, were killed when a tourist boat capsized and sank in a lake during a storm in the U.S. state of Missouri. AP's Rita Foley has our story.
I prayed and I cried.
Jenny Carr says she knew the tour boat was in trouble.
Just really, there wasn't nothing you could do.
The wind was rocking it.
He kept sinking down in the water a little bit. The waves went over the top of it.
What was she thinking as she saw it go down?
I'm sad and I want to help, but I can't help. I don't know what to do to help.
She shot video as the boat disappeared underwater. The video played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Comprehensive report on hate crime by the Arab American Institute in Washington says there were nearly twice as many anti-Arab incidents in 2015 and 2016 as were reported by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, underscoring the shortcomings of official statistics at a time of rising hate crime in the U.S. Maya Berry is executive director of the Arab American Institute.
Anti-Muslim and anti-Arab bigotry is a problem, and it has been for a very long time. And it's no surprise to folks here who also have been dealing with issues of racism forever and homophobia and other problems. I mean, we are an incredible country, but we're aspirational in terms of our values. And there's some things where we've done it exactly right. And, you know, I am blessed that my parents came to this country and I'm an American now. And there's some things we're still struggling with.
Using data collected by U.S. state law enforcement agencies, the Institute estimated there were 79 anti-Arab incidents in the United States in 2015, compared with 40 reported by the FBI, and 88 such incidents in 2016, compared with 58 shown in the Bureau's official reports. Among four major case studies, the report highlights the murder of three young Arab-American Muslims near the campus of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in 2015, described on account of their religious affiliation. U.S. Democratic lawmakers trying to compel a government interpreter to testify about what was discussed during President Trump's one-on-one meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. However, legal analysts say that likely will not happen unless the president allows it. Two leaders met privately for more than 2 hours at Monday's Helsinki summit. Only interpreters were present for the meeting. What was said is unknown. The White House has been engulfed in controversy since the Helsinki summit, when Mr. Trump cast doubt on U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.